Oh Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. Oh Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. Help them to righteousness, come what may. Help them to righteousness, come what may. Youth matters.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers of Madani channel to another Silsila Youth Matters. No doubt youth matters, youth is something that's very important, and today's topic is also very important. It's the third episode in our series, and in this episode we're going to discuss another issue that youth face, not just youth, we all face. And inshallah azawajal, we will start it very soon, but before I start it, let's listen to a virtue regarding Durood-e Paak. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever recites salat upon me once, Allah Azawajal sends 10 mercies upon him and writes 10 virtuous deeds in his book of deeds. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No doubt we have been discussing in this series some very important issues that youth face, that they are going through and our youngsters are facing. But this topic that we're talking about today is not just for the youth, it's for all of us. And we sometimes end up not being able to control. I'm going to say the word in a little while, and you all know which is the topic that I'm going to talk about. Can't control our anger. We end up doing something or saying something which we later regret. And we use the word anger management. How to manage this anger? What is anger? When does it happen? Why does it happen? What do I do if it happens? And if I don't control it, what are the consequences? What are the punishments that are waiting for me? So we're going to be looking at our topic regarding harms of anger and looking at anger management today. If you see that, why do people get angry? There's many reasons why people get angry. We get frustrated, angry on a daily basis, but everybody gets angry for a different reason. Here's some common reasons. Number one is not getting what you want. Not getting what you want. And that's a typical one. That you want to go eat, but no, you have to eat at home. You want something, but you can't get it. The anger builds up. That frustration builds up. Another reason is that we see that a person could be targeted. And we mentioned in episode 1 regarding bullying, a person can get angry because they feel frustrated with something that's not in their control. And the person is making it difficult for them. Another reason is tiredness. You know, when you're tired, you feel even more angry. You just want to go to rest, but you can't. And you feel that tiredness, that fatigue is kicking in and you're getting angry. The other one, others are doing wrong. You know, how many times driving down the road rage is there over somebody maybe overtaking you, somebody cutting across you. A normal person is shouting, screaming, yelling, honing, and they lost it. They're angry. And like in school, somebody makes one comment and the child flips, the student flips. All of a sudden, he's lost it and everybody for 5 minutes has got some entertainment. Because they know how to get you angry, and you get angry very quickly and you lose it. If you look at what is anger, have you ever thought and sat down and what is anger? And the definition that of anger, one of the definitions that's been given, and a renowned commentator of the glorious Quran, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, alayhi rahmah, has stated, anger is that emotion of one's nafs, self, that provokes him to take revenge on another person or force him to go away. That's one definition of anger. Is anger haram? We hear this so many times that anger is haram. Anger is not haram. When we get angry, what do we do after that? That's what's important. Do we end up saying or doing something that is sinful? This is what normally leads to sin being caused by getting angry. But anger itself is not haram. It's mentioned beautifully. We normally look for quotes and we normally look for sayings, but our pious predecessors, they left us with many. So there's no need to look too far. When we read regarding our pious predecessors, a saint once, was asked, what is anger? He gave a beautiful answer. He said, it is a punishment that one person, he gives himself. Meaning that for somebody else's mistake. It's a punishment that one gives himself for somebody else's mistake. What does this mean? Somebody else does something and we're punishing ourselves by getting angry, by making ourselves get all worked up. So somebody else made that mistake, and who's on the receiving end? We're punishing ourselves, getting angry, getting worked up, and not realizing that it's just let it go. Just relax and making sure that we don't get angry at all. We see and we learn that, why do children get angry? Children is, or your students get angry, or the youth get angry. Youth get angry very quickly today. You know, in class, the students, they look across the classroom, they see another student, and they say, what are you looking at me for? Where is he supposed to look? He's going to see you. Where is he supposed to look? If somebody brushes past us, we get angry. Anger is so common in class, in schools. Everybody's angry more. It looks like everybody's more angrier. And remember, smiling is sadaqah. It is sunnah. You don't have to spend anything to smile. You have to spend no money. You don't have to take out £10, which is giving sadaqah. Here you smile. And that smile, with that smile, people, you enter somebody's heart. Simple, isn't it? You smile, you enter somebody's heart. And through your reaction, that person is going to take you out of their heart. The first impression is the lasting impression. How you meet somebody, how you greet somebody with an angry look, you know, when somebody walks past you, you can tell what mood they're in. And we burst into the house angry, we want to talk to other people, we're angry. And sometimes we take our anger out on people that don't deserve it at all. What has your family got to do with your day at work? What has your family, what have they done that you, I don't know, hit the lamppost? How is that their fault? That you were reversing and you hit the letterbox. How is that your family's fault? We take out the anger on the family. Where's the keys? Where's the keys? Who put the keys? Shout at everybody in the house. And where do we end up finding them? They're in our jacket pocket. That's our situation. Anger target everybody. When they get angry, what do they do back? Talk back to their parents. Or they talk back. Remember, talking back, this is very, very bad. Remember, the best thing a father can give his child is Islamic manners. It's not an iPad or a tablet or a computer or a latest phone or the latest gadgets. The best gift a father can give to his child, good manners. And honestly, when you see or you come across such a child that has good manners and they speak politely, it's like a breath of fresh air. You feel so happy that you met this student, that they are so polite, that they all don't answer back. They talk politely and they talk politely to their parents. They say G. Look, G is one letter, isn't it? You could say H-I, but G is one letter. Instead of saying what, all you're saying is one letter. But the change is the total tone and the total approach and the mannerism. Or labaik, I am here. Yes, parents. Yes, mom, dad. We don't say ammi, abu. These are words that we don't say. What? This is a word that needs to come out of our vocab and out of our speech. Now, the next one, I don't even want to mention really, but when someone gets angry, then you see them start using swear words. You start seeing them using words that they should never ever use. So remember, what's inside normally comes outside. So why are these words in our mind, in our thoughts? They shouldn't never be there. So never ever use such language like this. Violence. Now, that is something that now you've reached the extreme. When you get angry and you start using your strength or start causing violence or hurting others through physically, this is totally wrong. So violence is never ever something that you should ever reach. At the end, we will mention regarding how to cure your anger, but you have your change of mood. You know, you don't know whether the person you're going to meet today is in a good mood or a bad mood. Is going to be happy or not happy. Normally when we are at a good business transaction, then everybody is happy. Bouncing, happy, cheery. But when we've not had a good day at the office, or maybe we've spent a few extra, then we're in a bad mood. So your mood needs to stay good. So people around you want to be happy. It's not like the weather that it changes 5 times in the day and they don't know whether who they're going to be speaking to, who they're going to be talking, what mood he's in. He opens the door, is he grumpy, is he happy? Is he sad? Stay in a happy mood all the time. Don't change like the weather. Don't make the weather affect your mood. It's not a pathetic fallacy. We don't want the weather to affect our mood. We want to be happy all the time. Doesn't matter if it's cloudy outside or it's raining outside, there should be a smile on your face. If the weather is gloomy, we gloomy. If it's sunny, we are happy. Don't let the weather dictate your mood. Make sure you're happy. If you have, say things that you don't mean. This is a very important. You know, when you're angry, you say things that you don't mean. And later on, you regret it. But sometimes it's so devastating that it's too late. For example, when someone's angry, they end up divorcing their wife. And they say, I was angry, I done it. You're not going to give her flowers and say, are you? Of course you're going to be angry. A student normally says words to his friend, and for years they break up. For years. And later he thinks, I wish I never said that. I wish I never made those comments. If you look further, disobeying parents. This is a big problem. It's a different topic in itself. Shaitan says, I have three traps. Three traps to get you with. And one of those traps he mentions are regarding anger. And let's see what Shaitan says. He says, when I manage to make someone fall into the trap of anger, I play with him and toss him around in my group of Satans as children play with the ball. How easy is it to play with the ball? You can give a three-year-old a ball, he'll throw it around, kick it, do anything with it. He says, I play with him like a child plays with a ball. Then he further, Shaitan, he says, regardless of the high status attained in knowledge and deeds by an angry person, even if he can resurrect the dead by his du'as, I am still not disappointed. Why? I have that hope that he will lose his temper sometime or other, he will burst into anger and he will utter such words that will destroy his akhirat. So Shaitan says, I never ever get disappointed. Doesn't matter if he is pious, doesn't matter if his du'as are being accepted, he's a righteous person. Why don't I get disappointed? Why? Because I'm waiting for that one moment that he gets angry and then I'm going to play with him like a child plays with the ball. And that is Shaitan saying this. If we look further, Satan also revealed this fact that for Satan, an angry man is no more than a ball in the hands of a child. Therefore, it is necessary to treat anger. If you have anger, admit you got anger problem. Treat it, get cure, get management. Seek help, seek advice. Shaitan gets all our deeds destroyed due to our anger. Hujjat al-Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali, alayhi rahmah, stated that curing anger and suffering hardships, showing forbearance and treating is obligatory farz, because the majority of people enter hell due to their anger. Majority of people go to the hellfire due to their anger. It's mentioned Sayyidina Hassan Basri alayhi rahmah, a great saint, he radiallahu ta'ala an, he stated, he said very beautifully and wisely, oh man, in the state of anger, you jump up and down too much. You know, when someone's angry, they're jumping up and down, slamming doors, doing all sorts, waving their hands around, doing everything. He said, you do all of this. He said, least the next jump of yours makes you enter the hell due to your anger. Then it's mentioned further, what does anger breed? You know, when you're angry with somebody, then you start to talk bad about them. You start to do backbiting. You start to have malice in your heart. You start to tell tales. Then you start to lie. You swear. Violence kicks in. All of these things, why? You start mocking others due to you not controlling your anger. Dishonoring others. It's an angry world out there. One stat that's mentioned that 64% either strongly agree that people in general are getting angrier. They're getting angrier. Why are we getting so angry for? What's the need to get angry? Smiling, being polite, having good manners. These are all things that we Islam is teaching us. Being kind, having forbearance. We hear regarding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how the people used to treat him, but the forbearance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, him forgiving them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam showing mercy towards them, kindness towards them, even though they had done so much wrong towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his blessed family and his blessed companions. But yet the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam showed forbearance and forgiveness. And we live in an angry world where you're scared to even look at somebody. You look at somebody, what are you looking at me for? You, where do you look? So these are things, my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, that we should keep in mind. More than 1 in 10, is another stat. More than 1 in 10 say that they have trouble controlling their own anger. trouble controlling their anger. Then they punched the wall. It's your own hand, isn't it? The wall, what's going to happen to the wall? It's your own hand that you are damaging. And by your anger, what should I do if I get angry? That's a good question. What should I do if I get angry? Get help with anger. 84% strongly agree or agree that people should be encouraged to seek help. So admit you got an anger problem. If 2-3 people are telling you and you have done such things after getting angry that you regret, then talk about it to somebody. Get some help. Ask for some advice. There are some solutions that we are given to manage anger. Let's have a look at a couple of them before we come to the Islamic solutions. It's mentioned that talk to somebody about it. You're feeling frustrated, angry, talk to somebody. Don't let it build up. Don't let it boil up. You know, like a kettle boils and then all of a sudden steam is coming out. Don't let this boil up and then all of a sudden steam is coming out of us. Identify triggers. What gets you angry? Identify those and learn how to control them. So you get angry because somebody overtakes you or they don't give you way or they don't say thank you. Or you get angry when someone uses your pen or pencil. Try to address that. See what's triggering you. Try to breathe. Breathe, relax. It's also mentioned, if you're angry, remember, you can't have an argument. A single person can't have an argument. Who am I going to argue with? There's nobody here. I can't argue with the computer. What are you looking at me for? It's not going to say nothing. It's not going to say nothing back. So if you're having an argument, then take a walk. Walk away from the person. And this normally helps you and you don't regret it. So if you're having an argument in the house or at work or with your friend, just walk away. Let them calm down. Also, another beautiful piece of advice is that sometimes you get text message and you're really angry. You're really angry. You get a text message. And in that message, don't reply when you're angry. Just give it 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes. I guarantee you the way you reply after 30 minutes would not have been the same as you replied at the time of anger. And sometimes we send an angry message back. And later we think, why did I do that? So don't reply at that time. It's also mentioned that step away from the situation. Remember, Islamically it's mentioned that if you are angry and you are standing, sit down. If you are sitting, then lie down. If you're angry, then do wuzu. Calm down. It will cool you down, inshallah, azza wa jal. It's also mentioned, this is one thing that let's keep in mind. It's mentioned that Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala an stated, or humbly asked, O beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please inform me of such an act that would make me enter Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, do not get angry, then Jannah is for you. Don't get angry and Jannah is for you. Alhamdulillah. Remember today, we are saying that who's the strong person? You know, a lot of culture today of going to gym and having big biceps and big body to show that we are strong and powerful and we can knock the other person down and we can push the other person down. I have might, I have the right, I have strength. But stated in Sahih Bukhari Sharif, the powerful man is not the one who is a wrestler and overpowers the people. But the powerful man is one who controls himself whilst in the state of anger. That's the powerful man. That's the strong man. It's also mentioned regarding anger that the Prophet ﷺ has stated, whoever has the ability and power to express his anger, but he controls it, on the day of judgment, Allah Azza wa Jal will fill his heart with his pleasure. Such great reward awaiting for those people that control their anger. And that's the excellence of controlling anger. It is stated in a blessed hadith, whoever restrains his anger on the day of judgment, Allah Almighty will save him from torment. So blessed companions, people swore at them. They remained patient, they had forbearance. So today we have learned regarding anger, the triggers of anger, how to control anger, the devastations of anger, and those glad tidings for individuals that can control their anger. What is awaiting for you? Nothing but Jannah. So don't get angry in class over little matters. Don't get angry outside over little matters. Control your anger. You don't want the world to become an angry place or to become a friendly place. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. That's the end of today's episode regarding youth matters. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we'll see you in the next episode. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
O Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. O Allah, rectify our youth and show them the way. Help them to righteousness, come what may. Help them to righteousness, come what may.
Youth matters.